Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Our feet are in the pool this evening, Gina.
We are broadcasting poolside.
Can you hear it?
Poolside.
Can you hear it, everybody? We have our feet in the pool.
That's because it's 100 and what?
Six
today?
Our feet are in the pool and we're social distancing. And Gina said, why the hell didn't we do this before? I don't know why. Because it seems kind of ridiculous, but it feels amazing.
No, it's necessary because there's no breeze.
None.
There's no nothing.
It's dead.
It's so hot for us here in California.
California. Northern California.
And other places, but this is pretty hot for us.
So the other thing I purchased that my niece told me about was
that?
A soda stream. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, it just adds bubbles to your water?
Yes.
So what are you bubbling? Just water?
That's water with fresh lemon in it. When my son was home, our recycling, we have two recycling bins. They are full and overflowing with bottled water. It's really just bottled water and bottled sparkling water. We are all addicted. And he was like, that's embarrassing. Nobody has that many water bottles. I'm like, well, what do they do? And he's like, they drink tap water. I'm like, well, I would drink tap water, but I like the bubbles. So I thought, damn you. Shame me. I'm going to get a soda stream. Now I'm addicted to my soda stream.
So
I love it.
You
it's
like
fun.
It? And it's just as carbonated as bottled
you
carbonated?
You can make it as carbonated as you want.
Oh, you can't. Well, because I love a carb. You know,
me too.
I drink LaCroix, and that's super carbonated.
I often go back and recarbonate because
really?
I like it.
It gets flat?
It actually doesn't get flat, but I realize I think I want it more carbonated. I'm still kind of
so
learning and playing
your
with
own
it.
Level just, of carbonation.
Well, you just push it, and it's just as much as you push it. I have a feeling I'm going to go through my canister really quick.
I was going to say, how labor intensive is it, and how long do those canisters last?
I think for about 36.
But, oh, well, that's pretty good.
For me, maybe 24. I don't know. We'll see.
Because you like it extra
super
carbonated.
Extra that's carbonated. Funny. Anyway, should we jump right in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because probably my four favorite shows right now.
Mm. Oh, same.
I don't know. Is Beverly Hills my favorite? No, but New York and the Mafs and the Meredith Versailles
is
my favorite.
I'm still enjoying
right now.
Beverly Hills.
Are you? Okay, well, let's get into it. First off, is Denise totally wasted in her confessionals or what?
She seems like it.
Yeah, she seems really relaxed and loose with the tongue.
She's very loose. She looks beautiful, though. Pink is her color.
Yeah, she looks fantastic. They're still at that table.
Yep, still at dinner.
Lisa Rinna goes in on Denise. Denise, if you don't want to be here, then go.
Lisa's supposed to be her friend for many years.
Yeah. She's getting a lot of heat, and it's deserved.
Oh, yeah.
She is not being a friend to Denise.
No, no, no. And when she apologizes later, it's kind of a half-hearted apology. I wasn't buying it. No. I mean, I think she knew.
You mean with the crocodile tears? You weren't buying those?
Well, yeah.
And I'm going to go to church.
But Denise should own a little bit of it, too. She needs to own it.
She does. Well, she just needs.
That's what Rinna said.
And not even just own it. She needs to just tell us what's going on. Tell us the whole story. Get it over with. Admit it and move on.
And you know damn well she had something to say about all those women. I mean, who hasn't called Erica an ice queen? Everyone. Who hasn't said stuff about Teddy? Probably everyone except Kyle, or maybe even Kyle has. Who knows? But they all talk shit about each other, and we said that before. So what's the big deal? I mean, if you know you're in a friend group like that and they're all talking shit, you got to know they're talking about you too at some point.
Why would they care what they're saying, what Denise is saying about them? It's nothing new.
No,
none of these things are new.
She's not even good friends with half of those women.
No.
So who cares?
They're just mad because she keeps leaving the conversation. She doesn't finish. She's lying.
Well, that's obvious.
The thing is,
she's lying.
Yeah, she's lying and she's being caught. I mean, I feel bad for Denise the way they just keep talking about it, but Denise keeps talking about it too. She keeps bringing it up.
Well, I listened to Watch What Happens Live and Teddy and Kyle were on, and Teddy said the reason why it keeps coming back up is because Denise keeps bringing it up. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know why Denise would keep bringing it up if she didn't want to talk about it. It's a little iffy.
Okay, so what about when Garcelle said something to Lisa Rinna about, do you think you daughter's having body image issues because of your dancing and stuff like that. And Dorit's like, what are we all talking about? What's going on? And she's like, because of the dancing on the Instagram tree. Like, come on. Everybody knows. Yeah, bikini. Everybody knows.
Absolutely. I think it's a horrible thing to do. Now, Lisa said it was because she wanted her mom to see what she was doing so that, you know.
No, it's that's not true. She can, listen.
She flaunts her body.
All you have to do is videotape yourself like I do, embarrassing videos, and send them to your kids or your mother. I mean, you don't have to put it on Instagram for your mother to see.
Exactly. No. And at first I thought it was kind of cute and funny, you know, her dancing, but now it's like I'm over it.
It was funny when she was dancing with Lois.
Yes.
But now...
It's too much.
Now, I'm wondering, has she really done it since Garcelle said this and since it's come out that possibly this is not a good thing for your daughter to see?
Well, you know, Amelia Gray posted a video of herself dancing.
Oh, God. Let's double down. I'm okay. Everything's okay here.
And she had a comment about saying that they're too skinny and, you know, maybe you should look at yourself and it's no worse than calling someone fat. It's the same thing. So she was kind of like in your face doing the same
thing. Okay, but thing is, Lisa is doing it in her underwear, and her daughter has come out and said, I have body image issues. Yeah. I'm dealing with something. And then Lisa's out here in her fucking bikini looking fantastic all over Instagram.
Flaunting. In my opinion, she's flaunting it. Like, yeah. Everybody knows she's got a fucking rockin' body.
And listen, I wouldn't even have a problem with it if she didn't bring out that her daughter was having such issues. I mean, she had to leave frickin' New York because of these issues. She had to come home.
All I can say is if it were me, which I would never do that anyway, but if were me, no, maybe.
I may if I had that body. I don't know.
And my daughter was struggling with body image issues. Not even weight issues, just body image issues. Yeah. I don't think it's a good look for me to be posting those kinds of videos.
I also don't think Harry Hamlin would think it was a good look.
I don't think he thinks it's a very good idea.
You know what? When he was on Watch What Happens Live that time, he's like, I don't even know. I don't even know what she does on Instagram. I don't pay attention. Yeah, I don't see anything.
But I think maybe he needs to pay attention. Maybe that's it. Maybe he needs to pay attention.
Ooh, pay attention, Harry Hamlin.
Maybe he needs to pay attention to his wife and then she'll stop dancing.
He's gone all the time.
All the time.
So what did you think about Denise's little conversation with Lisa Rinna the next morning?
I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was fantastic. I thought Denise said everything she needed to say to Lisa. She called her on the carpet and she said, you know, you're supposed to be my friend.
Do you think Lisa got it at that point?
I think she did.
I think she did. I think the tears were real. I think she felt very guilty. You know, Lisa can be dramatic, just like with the bunny thing. You know, we know that she can do the tear very well.
Well, Denise said, you're coming off as a mean friend. And that's 100% what she's coming off as. A mean friend.
She's not being nice to her at all.
No, it's not cool what she said at all.
Is Denise holding back and not telling everybody everything? Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not... The whole thing is, if you're going to be on a show like this, is it your responsibility to tell the whole story? That's what they're saying. It's your responsibility to tell the whole story. If it comes up, if something comes up, you don't run away from it. This is what she's doing. Her real life is a shit show right now.
Yes.
But obviously, she's trying to protect that.
Right. Obviously, something happened or she wouldn't be so concerned about it.
You know what would have been easier? If Denise just said... Oh my God, that's Brandy. That never happened. Brandy's so silly. That's it.
Right. But she
went in too hard.
Yeah. She made it a big deal.
Well, and she was already in a weird space with those women with the allegations that she said, you know, I can't have you guys around my kids because of the threesome talk and stuff.
But hello, that's a cue too. Like something else is going on. There's a reason why she doesn't want to have this conversation on camera, why don't you guys have a conversation with her and ask her, you know, is there a reason why or is there something you want us to stay away from? Because clearly there's something, some underlying reason why she doesn't want to have this conversation.
Well, and they've also all had things that they don't discuss, like Dorit and the lawsuits, PK and the lawsuits.
Absolutely.
Mauricio and his lawsuits. They don't talk about certain things. This could easily be something that Denise could have said, listen, you guys, can we not do this? But it got too far in and... That's where I think, was that something they were pissed about, the money issue, and all of a sudden she's not going to be telling us half the story? I don't know.
Well, I mean, Kyle makes a boatload of money, too, and there's a lot of things she doesn't talk about. Although she did out her sister on national TV.
She started out strong.
Yeah, so maybe that's her one and done. She's exempt from anything you know, in the future.
Well, first of all, Dorit and Kyle the night before on their phones having a great time. God. Those girls partying.
So fun.
They party like the New York girls. I love Dorit and Kyle drinking all night, dancing, having shots of tequila way too late, still drunk in the morning when they show up to do that little motorcycle ride. Oh,
now,
my God. It was funny.
Didn't you think that they were going to be driving the Vespas?
Well, the way they were talking, it was like, wow, are you going to be driving? I was nervous for them if they were going to be driving the Vespas
in Rome. Oh, my God.
Man, I mean, you saw us on those.
But this, on the Segways.
On the Segways. Scary enough.
Dangerous.
But them in the little sidecar, the Vespas. So funny.
Now, I don't know if I would have gotten up early with a hangover to ride in a sidecar. Probably not.
Well, they thought Lisa, you know, it's Lisa's trip, and they're like, oh, we better do this for Lisa. And Lisa didn't even go.
No, she was busy having a conversation with
Denise. I also have a problem. You know, you go to Rome. You're not going to Mexico to a spa. You're going to Rome where there's a million places to go, to see, to shop, all these things to do. And
going to a spa when you're in Rome is
at the hotel?
No, boring.
Why waste it? You could do that anywhere.
No way. You've got to hit the ground running.
You got it. Absolutely. We know that.
We know this.
We do. We always hit the ground running.
So then they go to the Vatican. Who goes to the Vatican? It was Rinna, Denise, Sutton, and Garcelle.
That's when they said, we're going to go to church. That's not fucking church. It's the Vatican. It's St. Peter's Basilica. You do have to have tickets to get in. People, figure this out beforehand. And don't you have producers that can do that for you?
They didn't do the research. We know because you did the research.
We do a lot of research.
You have to have a tour guide to get you to skip the line
to get in.
You have to have tickets way in advance.
Or you're going
to
be waiting in a two-hour line. Heads up. Wait in the two-hour line. Don't just go standing on the outside of the fucking basilica and say you went to church.
Yeah, that was kind of a waste.
The church. It's worth the two-hour wait. You're going to go to Rome and not go in the fucking basilica?
That's right.
And you're going to go to lunch somewhere? Go stand in line for the basilica.
And what the fuck was Lisa wearing? Some kind of a Lucite pant? Looked like rubber. Did you see her outfit? Like a rubber top and rubber pants?
No.
It was very odd.
It's horrible weather there whenever they were there.
Yeah, I think it was Christmas time because the restaurant they were at, they had some
Oh, you know what? It was
Christmas
before Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was right after BravoCon when they went.
Oh, right.
So it was the end of November.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good call. I forgot about that.
BravoCon. I miss it already. I know. Oh, God. And then Sutton talking about Buca di Beppo. She couldn't say it.
That was hilarious, actually. She's like, I'm sorry, I don't even know what that place is.
I know. She goes, is it like the Olive Garden?
Yeah, it is.
Very much so.
What about, they show Erica's room, and she has all that jewelry laid out.
Why?
I don't get it.
Why? It's like she plays dress up. It's too much. I mean,
it's kind of fun to see all that.
But you bring all that to Rome with you?
Yeah.
And your glam?
Ooh, and your guy?
Well, between her and Dorit, it's battle of the fashionistas.
Oh, yeah, they are in a battle.
And they are not even, it's not even like clothing. It's like
every
costumes.
Little thing, every little accessory you can have.
Yeah.
So they go to the pizza dinner.
Which looks fantastic.
It looks so good.
So good.
I like all the teddy bear coats. That's like my coat.
I know.
Okay, what's up with boring Teddy? First of all, she has the big old floppy hat on. She's taking over Kyle's fashion
thing.
It's
raining, and
she
needed
head
protection.
But she never took the hat off. When they're like pouring the wine, like, let's all toast. Let's have a good dinner.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't toast.
Pick up your water, you idiot. Exactly.
That's the kind of annoying shit Teddy does.
It's not all about you, Teddy.
Yeah, we get it. You're pregnant. We get it. You got to go to the spa, and you can't go out of the fucking hotel because you're pregnant.
Well, Denise has something to say at this dinner, and she just lets it rip.
Again,
it was a long time coming.
But she's the one who said, let's let it go, and then she fucking brings it up.
Yeah, because she'd had it at that point.
And I do understand. That was my SodaStream opening, by the way. Nice and bubbly.
Bottle under pressure. So she said what she had to say, and then she leaves. But then she comes back. But
Garcelle also gets up to leave, because after Denise leaves, and they all kind of go, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And then Garcelle's like, I got to get out of here. I get Garcelle needing a minute. I don't think Garcelle can really handle these ladies. They are petty.
She's not used
They are
to
very
it.
Petty.
But Garcelle.
And they beat it, and they beat it. They don't stop talking about it till it's dead.
Well, she better get used to it, because if she comes back, this is the way it goes.
Garcelle?
Yeah.
This
is what they do.
Well, right now it feels like Garcelle is definitely on Denise's side. Is anybody else on Denise's side besides Garcelle? I don't think so.
Well, Sutton doesn't really say one way or the other, does she?
No, Sutton just sits there and tries to be polite.
Erica's kind of quiet about it, but she's definitely not on Denise's side. I think she thinks Denise should have said something.
I just don't like the lying. Now, next week, Brandy comes on.
And it's Teddy's shower. Is it Teddy's baby shower that she's at?
Is that what it is? Oh, man.
Now, why is she invited to Teddy's shower?
No, they're good friends. Oh. Teddy was on her podcast.
Teddy was, too? Well, yeah. I don't listen to her podcast, clearly.
No, I don't listen to theirs.
Oh, wait. You're talking about Teddy? Brandy was on Teddy's or Teddy was on Brandy's?
I think Teddy was on Brandy's. But the final night, they pull it all back together. So the producer actually told Denise, you shouldn't go this way. Which is kind of interesting that they did that, that the producer stepped in and they showed that.
Well, yeah, they kind of broke the fourth wall.
Again,
they didn't want
yeah,
her
they're
to
doing
go.
That
they
a little bit more. And Denise was kind of calm, like, all right, I'll go back in and finish this out. And then they had some good stories, funny stories.
Yeah, they
you know,
let it
where's
go.
It, where'd you have sex? Where's the craziest place? And Denise was old Denise again, fun Denise, telling us the crazy sex stories. And then Sutton was like, mine was, what was her, so lame. And they're like, what?
In a car or in something? I don't know, something
so
weird.
Stupid.
I don't know how many episodes we have left, but there can't be many because they've already filmed the reunion a couple weeks ago. So we're getting close.
Yeah, maybe we're getting close. Could this be the finale?
No.
We keep saying that.
Because it would say, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet the baby shower is going to be the finale.
Yeah, with everybody
maybe
on.
Maybe it's a two-parter.
Everybody's there.
So we can see the Buca di Beppo, which we've already seen.
Oh, that's
seen.
Right. Yeah, we've already seen all the it's lemon. The lemon Buca di Beppo.
Anything to... Well, it's a Buca di Beppo, so what do you want?
I want to go to New York because
New York.
These ladies, I want to party with them. I saw an article that came out. What did it say? The New York ladies are crossing the line with lots of issues. And I'm thinking, oh, cross that line, bitches, because it is fantastic.
What,
I can't.
Why are they crossing?
I don't know. I can't get enough of it, though. It's so good. In Mexico still.
Oh,
what they needed to do is have Dorinda get the shits earlier so that she could stay home the entire trip because Dorinda's a pain in the fucking ass.
But they showed that never before seen footage of the pinata and Ramona was taking pictures of the dildo.
What? I missed that. Where the
it
hell
was
that?
In the very beginning.
Oh, I probably missed that.
Yeah. So Ramona's taking pictures of the dildo, yet she's freaking out. About
and
what
she's probably
Leah's
screaming
saying.
And laughing.
Of course.
Oh, geez. No, I totally missed that.
So Leah can't figure her out. Yeah.
Nobody can figure her out. When those two trainers come in the morning and Dorinda's trying to wake everybody up and nobody's getting up. Got hot trainers here. Come on, guys. Got hot trainers.
I'm not sure the trainers were playing for the same team.
It doesn't matter to them. Look at Luann with the gay dog, dog washer.
That's true.
He was clearly gay and she was all over him.
So they don't even really get a workout. I mean, they get a little bit of a workout, but Dorinda does aerobics.
Stupid aerobics. Come on, Dorinda.
And then she has to go take a shit.
Shit all day. She's just shitting all day. And then Luann has no shame.
No.
She's like, touching the shirt. Oh, what kind of training do you actually do? Oh, it says right here. And then she's looking at his legs. She's like, ooh, my goodness. That's how you get the strong legs, is doing those squats.
Well, listen, the minute Dorinda said hot men, Luann jumped out of bed.
Oh, she was
put on
hung her over
clothes.
Fully.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, looks fucking fantastic.
I know, amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Ramona with her friggin' swimsuit and high heels to breakfast.
I can't. And that swimsuit, so old.
Yeah.
So old looking. Dorinda just turns into a fucking bitch. I'm using the F word a lot.
At breakfast.
Because I can feel it. Feel it coming on. Listen, when you're on a vacation, sometimes people need to work and get stuff done. This was a morning. They're hanging out at the house all day.
Yeah.
Leah had some work to do. Sonia had to get that freaking guest list out because, you know, God forbid she do it in a timely manner.
Right.
She's got to do it right now.
Under the gun to get it done.
They
but
were at a table
the
by themselves. The rest of the girls go meet them. And then Dorinda just blows up. Oh, my God. Close that. No, we're on vacation here. We should be talking. Put your phone away. I understand what Dorinda's referring to really is what she did later is when you are having a dinner with a bunch of people and you are on your phone. That's totally rude. Put the phone away. These ladies were up early in the morning getting work done. She goes 0 to 100 very quickly.
Well, and I also think it's different if you're having a nice dinner. A breakfast is just a casual breakfast. Who cares if you're
and
working?
And you're not going anywhere. You're hanging out at the house.
Right. I don't get it. But, you know, Dorinda has to be in control.
I actually don't know what it is. Do you think she's menopausal? Is that the problem?
She's past that, don't you think?
Well, she's 55. And
yeah.
I do not like Ramona, but I agree with Ramona.
Yeah,
with
actually,
all she's saying about Dorinda.
I do too.
She's like, she has an issue. We need to talk to her about it, and maybe I'll bring it. So just so freaking funny. She's like, don't say, is she menopausal? That's totally rude.
Which is true. It's true. That's going to send her over the
but
edge.
How can Ramona not know that that's the wrong way to go about it? You don't ask somebody, well, by the way, are you menopausal?
Because Ramona doesn't really have a good...
She doesn't have social grace.
No. No. So then Luann and Leah go and walk on the beach, and they find those two good-looking men. And
wait. Good-looking men?
Well, one was okay.
One was okay.
Philippe? I don't know.
I think Philippe was the cute one.
The one that Leah was making out with later in the night.
It was Philippe and Pascal.
Oh, they were from Canada, right?
Yeah.
They just pounce on those men. Well more so Luann.
Here's the thing I love. So they're walking, and Luann's like, oh, here we go. I thought she meant, oh, God, these guys are going to pick up on us. But the minute she walks by them, she's like, oh, hello, gentlemen. What's going on? I don't see you have rings on. Are you a couple?
Leah goes, I think they're gay or something. And Luann goes, oh, no, those aren't gay man shorts.
Well, she's very right. Way too long to be gay man shorts. They're
hilarious.
Just too funny. They invite them back to the house. Hey, we don't know you, but come on back to our house. Now, in the old days, if that was Holla Girl, Heather.
Oh, she would have had a problem with it. Stranger danger.
What are you doing inviting these people to our house? We don't know them. Well, which I agree. You don't know them. But you also have a lot of producers, cameras,
staff,
everybody else there.
People there. Yes. There's chefs. Come on.
I mean, and also, it was Philippe and Pascal. They looked very innocent.
It wasn't like it was late into the night.
No, and it wasn't the pirate.
No, it was not the pirate.
Oh, my God.
So then they're getting ready to go out that night, but Dorinda has the shits.
Oh, God. That scene, Gina, I was flipping dying. First off, Dorinda having the shits is fantastic because she's being such a shit. Having the shits is great. Then them all so comfortable talking about her having the shits. And what did they say? Oh, this is what we had in Cartagena. I've never been the same since then. And then Dorinda's going, it just smells like a, what did she say? It smells like a barnyard in here or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Luann walks in like, oh my God, it stinks in here. And then Sonia's saying, our room smells like this all the time. Probably from Ramona farting. And Ramona's like, yeah, I've been farting a lot. Just talk about it. It's so crazy.
I know. And Luann's like, I'll go get the Chanel body mist or body spray. Comes in and starts spraying it. But thank God they went out without Dorinda. And thank God, because Dorinda was such a buzzkill this whole trip.
But wait a minute. Sonia said, why don't we go get her some diapers and she can wear a diaper? And Ramona goes, she's not going to want to do that. And Sonia goes, I've done it before.
Oh, my. I didn't hear that.
Oh, my God.
I missed it.
Oh, it was so great. Oh, Sonia is fantastic.
Or Sonia.
Yes. They've got to be happy that she didn't show up.
Yeah. They had a free night. No
so
pressure.
Much fun.
They
Ramona
had
Ramona was light. And who knew all Ramona needed was a nicer restaurant and like shooting flames coming out of your drinks
or
food.
I mean, come on. That restaurant was nice.
That was
more Ramona style.
Yeah. It wasn't the Mexican restaurant they went to the night before.
No, it was a much nicer, classier restaurant. And Ramona was like, oh. Okay. All right. Okay. Now this is my kind of thing.
This is my style.
My...
And then she gets up and starts dancing.
Yeah, it wasn't a restaurant that you get up and dance.
No. I mean, they had music, but it wasn't like dancing.
No. And then Leah starts making
out with Philippe
or whatever his name was.
Freaking amazing.
Oh,
I thought that was hilarious. And Pascal's dancing with the other ladies. It was just so great. I mean, these ladies are fun.
They are totally
they
fun
are
and they
so
all got along.
Fun. They got all along.
I'm
they
loving
got along great.
Luann, she's so mild tempered and.
Yeah,
you know,
even if, though she's drinking, we see her drinking, she doesn't go crazy. She can stop it. And you know what that tells me? She wasn't really like, I don't want to say she wasn't a true alcoholic, but I don't believe she was an alcoholic.
I think she had a couple of bad experiences and a real bad night.
And she knows now when to stop.
But
so she can drink and stop.
Was killing me because they had so much fun without Dorinda. And Luann says, diarrhea has a way of showing up when you need it the most.
So perfect.
And she wasn't wrong.
No, they needed a night out without Dorinda.
Oh,
Dorinda's the freaking buzzkill of the group. Not even Ramona. Dorinda.
Dorinda.
So in the morning, Leah is still drunk because Pascal or Philippe, whichever the one, Philippe came back to the house, but they didn't sleep together.
No.
But she just kept drinking and she was totally hungover. And I love it because Leah's like, oh my God, I got to rally because these bitches are twice my age and they are showing me up. And they are.
They're
totally
showing
everybody up.
Yeah. They're amazing how they bounce back.
They are amazing. They get up early. They're going to that shaman thing.
The shaman and the cenote, which is the thing where they rappelled down.
Now, would you have done that?
Yeah, I think I would have.
That looked so cool. Now, I could imagine being kind of weirded out.
Claustrophobic.
Yeah, being the first one down. But the minute you get down there, it's really high and it's open. And it was beautiful swimming through the... I mean, those are experiences you have to do. And we'll get to Married at First Sight in a moment because that... Henry, it reminded me of Henry not wanting to do anything. Ugh. But anyway, I digress. That looked beautiful. I'm not a fan of bats.
Have you been into like caverns before?
No.
Never?
No, I've gone kayaking and we've gone through caves.
Yeah.
But it's a little different.
We went to one, our family, where it was really claustrophobic, where you had to crawl through spaces.
No. I don't like that. See, that's
that
what I don't
hairy.
Like.
That was a little hairy.
I don't like that. But I don't mind rappelling into water and swimming through beautiful
caverns.
If
I can see the sky or sun or something, I'm good.
Same.
But yeah, that was a little much. My children were not happy with me.
No. Bad move, Mom.
Yeah. And there were bats.
So there's this place in our area here that we go kayaking. And in the evenings, the bats are underneath the bridges. And people go out and kayak to see the bats under the bridges. We leave before that.
Before the bats
come. I don't want to see the bats under the bridges.
No.
That's not pretty to me.
No.
Freaks me out a little bit.
I'm with you.
No. No bueno.
But they all did it. Who didn't do it?
Ramona and Sonia.
Oh, that's right.
They just walked into the water. They walked down to the caverns. Okay, but wait. On the way there, they're in the bus. And Luann is talking about, oh my God, look at how cute this guy is. I met him. He's an American Idol. He has an amazing voice. And then somebody shows the picture to Sonia and she's like, oh yeah, I know him. I've had him before. And so has Tinsley. And then Ramona says, oh yeah, me too. And it's Constantine Morales.
Do you think Constantine was with Ramona?
Yes.
Really?
By the way, have you seen him lately? Like that picture I posted. That was a good picture.
Yeah,
he is not aging well.
No.
He's got still that scraggly long hair.
Yeah, that's not a good
one. And
look.
Then she said something like he's going to be in my show.
Yeah. So I wonder, or was he in her show? I don't think he was.
I mean, this was last November.
That's about the level of talent that she has in her show.
I mean, I think that would be high talent for her. Like people actually know him. Like that's the only other name people would actually know.
Because when we saw him, we had the comedian that is a big deal, I guess, in New York. But we didn't think that he or she was funny.
It. Them.
Them. And then some Broadway.
Yeah, that we had never heard of.
That we had never
Great
heard
voice,
of.
But never heard of. But now Constantine Morales, I mean, listen, I'm an old school American Idol.
He was one
I
of
watched
the first.
All of them. He was a long time ago.
Right.
He didn't
Kelly
win.
Clarkson. Ish time frame.
Yeah, like maybe the second or third season.
Right.
And he was on Broadway too.
He was in Rock of Ages.
Yes. Anyway.
Anyway.
What else? Oh, God. So then they go to lunch. And this is when it comes out when Dorinda gets the call from her daughter Hannah and she's talking on it loud and everything. And they're like, bitch, you just got mad at us yesterday for this.
Yeah.
The funny part is Dorinda got mad at Leah and Sonia. But Ramona was the one that was pissed. Like, this is ridiculous. You're calling these ladies out and you're doing the exact same thing, which is actually really rude. The way she had Hannah on speaker, that was rude.
What she probably should have done is answer the phone, make sure there was no emergency. And Hannah just had some good news to share with her and just say, hey, I'm with the ladies. We're having lunch. Let me call you back in 30
absolutely.
Minutes or whatever.
Absolutely. Did Ramona handle it correctly? No, but she was absolutely right. She was absolutely right to say, you got mad at these ladies for doing this yesterday.
Yeah.
And look at what you're doing today.
And they weren't even on a phone. They were just working on, you know, it
they
wasn't
weren't
a
involving anybody in their business.
No.
The way that Dorinda handles this, the passive aggressiveness.
Oh, you can't say anything to her. Nothing.
I wonder if she's better now in watching this because the way she's like, oh, don't worry. I'll walk over here and talk to my daughter, Hannah, about this amazing news she has to tell me.
I don't think she's better, Anne. Have you seen her on social media lately?
She's the same.
She's a viper. No, she's terrible.
How do you not see it?
I don't know. I would
how
think
do you
her
watch
daughter
yourself doing
would say
that?
Something to her.
Oh, her daughter's very honest with her.
I would
so
think.
Maybe now that it's being shown, her daughter's going to say, Mom, what the fuck? Like, calm it down. My
Unless,
kids would say that to me.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
Listen, my kids will tell us, especially my daughter, if me and Dan are on the phone, like at a family thing, she's like, you guys, put your phones away. We're like, okay. All right. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. No, my kids look for an opportunity when they can tell me.
Oh, well, they like to tell us what to do because they're adults.
That's right.
And we're babies now.
So Dorinda snaps and can't say anything to her. And Ramona starts unwinding. She's crying. She goes off on Leah for not backing him up. It. Yeah, which I don't understand.
Listen, no, but you don't have to all gang up. Leah's like, listen, you guys are all ganging up. Dorinda's never ganged up on me. She said that to me earlier. I'm fine with it. I don't really give a shit.
No, but Dorinda's so condescending to everyone.
She is.
Everyone.
And then when she would look right at Luann at the table, Luann, isn't it wonderful that Hannah got this position? And Luann's just sitting there like, don't involve me in this.
Yeah, please.
It's really hard to watch her do that.
It is, because you just want to...
It's so manipulative. Even though Ramona's crying was fake and it was very dramatic, I got why she was mad. She's like, stop doing that. We're worried about you. Why are you getting so mad so quickly?
I think it's...
Are you menopausal?
No! Don't say it! It's embarrassing for Dorinda. If I were her watching this all back, I would just be like, oh my God.
Oh my God, that's the way I act. But see, if she's watching herself and thinking, no, I had a right to do that. Those ladies are being mean to me. I think she's got a lot of other
issues.
But
who's checking her? Somebody needs to check
her. Daughter needs to check
her. And it's got to be her daughter, because she's not dating anyone, I don't think.
I don't think so. Can we talk about Leah saying that that whole water, her hangover, she feels amazing. And then she starts to tell us about this girl in New York that is her, like, shaman lady.
Her guru.
Her witch doctor or whatever she is.
Right.
And that lady told her that her ex-boyfriend's bad energy was in her vagina. And and then Sonia goes, you mean your bad seed? And then she's like, so I had to put a crystal egg in my vagina.
Well, I mean, her and Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
I get. What do you mean? Gwyneth Paltrow did that?
Remember she was selling on Goop? She was selling those... Those eggs.
What is it for? And you stick in your vajayjay?
I don't know. Some sort of exercise.
I'm going to look them up.
I don't know.
Oh, you mean those like balls that you put in there?
The Kegel things? Egg that you keep in there all day?
They have those. Those are like, they're called something balls.
Are they?
Yeah, and you stick them in there and it's supposed to, you hold them in there all day.
Doesn't sound
fun. I don't know if they were crystal. Yeah, why? Why do I need to do that? No.
No need.
I don't need to tighten that area. I need to tighten a lot of other areas.
Priorities, and that was one of them.
If that got tighter, no. No. I don't want it to. Can we move to Meredith for Sight New Orleans?
Yeah, wait.
Gina's getting up.
Okay.
Now she's standing
now
in
I'm
the pool.
I'm standing in the pool. I'm ready, Anne.
Are you ready? First off, that resort is so much better than last year's resort.
It is, except the water's kind of murky, don't you think?
Oh, I think that's like the lagoon.
Is it? It looks man-made. It
oh,
has
for
to be
sure.
Man-made.
Yeah, where they were kayaking, that's all man-made. Where
I thought it was very cool that they could just go on their balcony.
Oh my God,
jump
I
off.
Love that. I'm going to look into that. I have not been to Cancun, but I'm going to look into that area because that looked super cool to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it did. I've been to Cancun.
Yeah, but
I
you won't
love it.
You won't go back.
No, because I didn't love it.
But you you don't like Mexico anyway. You had a little bit of Montezuma's revenge, didn't you?
Yeah, I've seen enough. I've been to a lot of places in Mexico, and I've seen enough.
I will go.
It's not on my list.
Okay, so Bennett and Amanda. Everybody loves them.
What's not to love?
They're fantastic.
They're like a match made in heaven, literally.
I need to see them get a little more affectionate. I'm concerned they really like each other, but I'm concerned they're friend-zoning each other.
Yeah. Did they? I haven't really even seen them kiss.
Like he told the group, like, yeah, we've had some makeout sessions.
Have they? We haven't seen it.
So maybe
I haven't seen them
night.
Hold hands. I haven't seen them.
But how did you feel about him?
In his drawers?
In his drawers. That was funny. Woody was dying. Woody's like, yeah, you know, if he was any other guy in his drawers.
But
it's Bennett.
Swim trunks.
I know. He had swim trunks later.
I think when you're at a resort, you put your damn swim trunks
on. Okay, here's where I will give him a pass. They dove in from their balcony. I don't think they thought other people were going to be joining them. And then Woody and
your neighbor next door who also has a balcony.
I don't think he cares. I kind of love that he doesn't care. What about the fact that he thought YOLO meant you only love once?
I know. That was
That's
pretty
so
damn
cute.
Fun. He's like, oh.
And he's like,
is that what
really?
It means?
Really? Does it mean that? And she's so sweet because she's like, yeah, no, it means you only live once.
And he's like, really?
And she was like, well, you only love once could be good too. They're
she's
just
open to anything.
They're fantastic.
Now, it's going to be interesting to see because she's going to have to go do a residency somewhere. and then she may have to move again after that. He doesn't really want to move out of New Orleans, but he will. He's pretty grounded there.
I think he's a guy that, I think he's pretty set and likes his life. But I think he likes her enough, he'll do whatever she wants.
And it was very sad to hear that his mom was sick when he was a child. That was pretty, he's very deep. I think she is too.
Here's how I feel. I could actually spy on their conversations a lot. I want to hear them talk.
Yeah, because they're so deep.
I think it's so interesting what they have to say. And they're just so open. And I love when she's like, do you want your dress? And he's like, it's not a dress. It's a nightgown. It's a nightshirt.
It's not a dress. Kieran and Miles, I'm a little concerned about these two. Don't know what's going to happen.
I'm still waiting for her. I don't like this whole, he's graduated to being her stranger instead of just strangers.
Yeah, I mean, is that like a term of endearment? It's kind of iffy.
I mean, she's pretending like it is. Like, okay, baby steps. Now you're my stranger.
She's really struggling with letting loose. I mean, she's having a really hard time. Apparently, she is worried about how to articulate how she wants to spend time alone because she doesn't want him to take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
I think she's been single for too long and she's been on her own for too long. It's going to be hard for her to kind of have someone else in her life.
I think you said it really well that it's hard for her to articulate that because she's struggling telling him. All she has to say is, listen, I find I need a lot of time alone. So I don't want you to think I'm being a bitch, but if I tell you I need a little bit of time or space, don't get mad. I just need it. I thought it was funny how he was like calling her
a cougar
and they were being silly about it. And then she was like, all right, it's too much. Stop now. And now she's using that as the excuse of, see, I think he's a little bit young.
Yeah.
He's a little immature. He's only 4 years younger.
It's not that much.
And was it a problem that he had 10 monogamous relationships? I don't think so. That to me, when he says I've had monogamous relationships, that just means he's had serious relationships. It could have been 3 to 6 months.
That's true. I was going to say 10's kind of a lot when you're 26.
Yeah, but they could be just short little things. He's a relationship guy. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And he seems very mature to me.
And then she said that she was dating someone and that person cheated on her and had a baby with somebody
else. That's bad.
Now that's pretty bad. So for her to question, I don't know. She feels like her walls are going to be up a long time. I hope she lets him down.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think this is going to be long term.
I hope it works. That speedboat, though, that they went on with.
Oh, my God. That looks so fun.
Oh, my God. I would do that in a second.
Me too.
It looks so fun.
It looked really fun.
I really want to do that.
I wonder. Well, it said what resort they were at.
Mm-hmm.
Kedah or Kedah.
I thought it looked like. Yeah, that looked like it was really fun. I just think she's just too cautious and she's too scared. And I just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever going to let her in is the problem. I feel like he's just
ever going to let her in.
I mean, I'm sorry. Whether she's going to let him in. Yeah.
And he really wants some affection and she's just not giving it to him.
Mm-mm. Oh boy. Olivia and Brett. Once again, if we did not see Brett beforehand, being such a weird asshole, I would think, all right, these two may have a chance, but I think she's kind of odd.
Well, she's very serious.
Very serious.
And he's very sarcastic.
Does she ever like really laugh, belly laugh?
She's like a nurse practitioner or something. Olivia thinks that they have great chemistry. I don't know that I think they have great chemistry. I think they get along, but I wouldn't say they've got chemistry. Would you?
No. Plus, he told her that he dates a lot, and then he had a second date the day before he found out that they matched him.
Which
and
is weird.
She said, did you go on the second date? And he's like, well, no, I got called here.
He's very blunt.
I guess it's no big deal. Yeah, he is blunt. And I think he likes her. He acts like he likes her. But then in the previews, I don't know. In the previews, they're still on their honeymoon, and there's things happening.
Well, she mentioned something about the show.
Oh, right. Like
this
are
is
you
all
just,
for the show.
Yeah, you're just on this.
See,
for the
I
show.
Don't get the impression that he really likes her. I think he's Mm-mm. going through the motions, but mm-hmm. I don't think he's really that into her.
No, and Henry hates Brett. So every time like they're in a group setting, Henry's like, yeah, I don't trust Brett.
Well, no, because he saw what happened firsthand when they were at the bachelor party.
So they're also keeping their sex life private. So do you think they've had sex yet?
No.
I don't think so either. I think they've been affectionate. But I don't think they've had
sex. Well, they don't seem super affectionate either. So Brett was previously engaged, and then that girl cheated on him twice.
Mm-hmm.
They got back together, and then she cheated again.
He's gun shy, but maybe he was just trying to be like, when we saw him at that bachelor party, maybe he was just trying to get with the guy. I don't know. He drank too much. I don't know. I'm trying to give him a pass because it's weird.
He was obnoxious.
Now, do you think it's that big of a deal to pee in the shower?
No.
I don't think so either. When he was like, oh my God, that's so gross. I mean,
no.
Honestly,
you're in the shower, it all goes down the drain. You're washing your body with soap.
Yeah, I don't think that that's that big of a deal. The big thing for them is she's not even sure if she wants kids. He wants kids. That is a deal breaker for me. There's nowhere they're going. They're not going to be together.
True.
Woody and Imani? Let's do Woody and Imani because I love Woody and Imani.
There's nothing really to say. They're just getting along so well. They're having good conversation. Woody lost his ring.
Ooh, yeah.
A lot of their rings were big. Because Henry's was big, too.
I feel like, did they not size them beforehand?
Right. They showered together, but they said they didn't have sex.
I know. That's interesting to me.
That's interesting. I know. She's really into him, and he's really into her.
Oh, God. They're just so much fun. And I love how all these couples love Amelia and Bennett, and they all want to hang out with them.
I know. Well, because they're fun
to
hang out
with. They're fun. They just get along so well.
Yeah. And they make everybody around them happy.
All right, so Henry and Christina, Gina, I laughed so flippin' hard. Here's my question. Is this his way of being funny?
No.
By saying, I could have died by tripping outside of the kayak? I could have died.
No, I think he's paranoid. I think he has all kinds of phobias. He has anxiety. The look on Christina's face is just pain. Pain.
I mean, she's annoying with all of the, he's never gone anywhere. He's never done anything. Again,
yeah,
with the passport
stuff.
But now we realize he really hasn't done anything.
Nothing. He doesn't know how to swim.
That was confusing. I don't know if I can swim or what was it? He doesn't know if he can swim.
So because he's never been in water?
I don't understand.
Lived in a bubble his whole entire life, I think.
Now I'm kind of getting the father.
Well, yeah, the father's probably like, oh, God, this kid. Oh, my God. What a pain in the ass he is.
This is to the extreme. I do not understand this man. I would like to know the expert's opinion. Doctors, Dr. Viviana, let us know. What is it you saw in him that you thought, this is a great guy? What a great catch this guy is. He doesn't communicate. He doesn't look at you in the eye.
No, he's very nervous. And when he starts getting nervous, have you noticed he gets like a little tick?
Yeah. We talked about that tick before.
I think it's anxiety.
He's very nervous. I'm not a huge fan of her.
No, she's kind of a know-it-all.
Yes, but she's very patient with him. The other thing I don't like is this pretending with the others that they are doing so well. They're just taking it slow.
Yeah, no.
No, you don't get along that well. There's no conversation. How can you not have a million things to talk about?
Well, even at one point she says, do you even have a pulse?
Oh my God. No, she said, somebody asked me if you had a pulse.
Oh, somebody asked me? Oh, I thought she was saying, do you even have a pulse?
And then I feel like he was like, oh, I get asked that a lot. No, I don't think he said that, but I feel like he should have said that.
He probably does get asked that a lot.
He's so sensitive. I don't understand. When they go to that second outing and they're jumping on this little mini trampoline. He says, oh my God, this is the craziest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Jumping on a trampoline.
Oh, I know. And then he says, do you think we're going to fall through? I mean, if we jump, are we going to fall through? Is it safe? It's not safe.
Then they go into that mud float and he's like, oh my God, oh my God. I used so many different muscles in that mud float. I am going to be so sore.
He said that a couple times. Muscles? You're
muscles.
Laying there and you're
what
sliding
you
down the thing. What muscles are you using?
I go back to all his girlfriends that are his best friends that say he's such a great, fun guy. What are they seeing that we're not seeing?
I'm telling you, a fun Henry does not exist. There is no such thing.
Okay, here's what's happening. He is putting us all on. He is going to break out and be like, I was joking this whole time. I am really really fun guy.
I don't see that happening.
I actually feel really bad for her if this is.
Well, and I kind of feel bad for him because he's just so awkward. It's like, loosen up, dude. Have a couple drinks.
When he did fall out of the little kayak, I was dying.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I could have died. I could have drowned in a foot of water.
She goes, you have a life vest on. Okay, so next week they are all still on the honeymoon and things get tense. At least that's what it looks like, which I'm here for. I love this kind of stuff. On a honeymoon.
Yes.
On a honeymoon
in
particular. Yes. Should we go to Married at First Sight MAFS?
We didn't talk about this last week.
Mm-mm. So let's talk a little bit about the homestays. Let's start with Kathy and Josh.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say about the homestays. I felt like a lot of them were very put on and fake.
You know what? I did too.
This is the first time, even though we know there's a lot of drama going on, this is the first time I felt like there was acting actually involved.
So Kathy was out the night before that night until like 1:30 or 2:30 in the morning, and her phone was off, but we don't really know where she was or what she was doing.
She said, oh, I was out talking to a friend because she was so hurt by him saying leave. Once again, she was like blindsided by the commitment ceremony the week before. But instead of coming back and talking about it, she decided to go out with her friend and who knows what.
Yeah.
But she came back in the morning and he was like, I didn't know where you were. I was up all night. And she is bawling. She has been crying all night long. Obviously alcohol induced.
Yeah.
You can tell. Like she was puffy. She was couldn't stop crying. So anyway, he talks her into going home. He's like, I really wanted you to go home. I'm looking forward to showing you my home. He lives in this area that there's like a swamp in the backyard.
Yeah.
Kind of pretty, kind of creepy, kind of mysterious.
I'm
not
sure. I think it would be real smelly. Stinky. Not to mention all the dog shit in his backyard.
Ooh, that was a little much.
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely look like they did not clean up or know that they were going to be bringing somebody home.
Or maybe they did and they just didn't care.
Here's what I'll say, though. He rides a motorcycle and that is sexy.
Yeah, he's
Josh is so cute.
Yeah, he's very cute.
Now, do you think it was... do you think his mother was inappropriate? Do you think she was kind of being too much in their relationship?
Yes, 100%.
But he was also very honest with it. She was just kind of like, how are you guys getting along? Last time we were there, it was a little tense.
She said she didn't want to be blindsided and he brought it up.
He did. That was a weird thing. Like she specifically said, this happened before. I don't want to be blindsided when we go. And he goes, I won't. I don't think he did it on purpose, though. I think he's got kind of one of those man brains that he didn't feel like this was blindsiding her. He's just being honest with his family.
Yeah. Or he's one of those types of people that want his family on his side. So he feels necessary to kind of throw her under the bus. Because he did throw her under the bus.
He did. I felt very bad for her, especially because I had that whole conversation about it
right
beforehand.
Before that. Yep.
And of course, the mom's going to defend Josh. Of course she is.
A little too much.
But I don't think the mom was holding a grudge. Like when Kathy came, she wasn't holding a grudge from last time.
No, but
she was
open.
But as soon as your son says all this stuff's going on.
Right. Can you imagine being her and how it would feel to be sitting there by yourself and you've got his family there and you're kind of put on blast?
Well, so then they go to the beach and Josh is just like totally put off by Kathy. And he's like, I can't see us moving forward. The other thing that this really highlights is the real world.
Yeah.
They're all of a sudden in the real world and he's like, I don't see you in this world. And then she leaves and he lets her go.
Well,
that was last week.
That was last week.
Okay. And then we go to Stacy and Michael. So this was really interesting. Not at all. Michael has this fucking unbelievable house on the water.
Well, he's rich.
He's rich, but he's really rich.
Yeah.
This house, obviously he has a house cleaner.
Everything was immaculate.
Perfect.
It was
perfect. But there was nothing in the refrigerator. And you could tell she was like, oh, let me just check your house out. And inside she's like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
I could see myself here. Well, yeah, I bet you could.
Of course you can.
Now, I know what you're talking about with the whole put on acting thing where they wanted to go swimming and he just happens to have a bikini or two.
Like, I don't know who these belong to.
Yeah.
I can't remember. All of that whole thing was a little too much. He has extra babies. They call them
babies. Yeah, babies. I know. I thought that was funny. And he has solo cups and shot cup glasses.
And by the way, why wouldn't she bring her own swimsuit? She brought all these bags of luggage and no swimsuit.
No swimmy. I know. Yeah,
no swimmy. So that was them. And then we see Seb and Lizzie. This was the one that was a little too much of a put on for me.
Yeah.
How upset she got when all he said was, you need to eat healthier. You're not eating very healthy. And this is his job.
Right. She made a way big deal out of it.
Yeah. Well, we obviously know she doesn't eat healthy because from last year, last season, she lost
a lot of weight.
Yeah. She's very unhealthy looking.
Mm-hmm.
Her upper body is anorexic.
She's very tiny. She has an odd shape to her.
She's super tiny. He's a trainer and he's concerned.
Right. He wants to help her.
That was a little dramatic. And then Drew and Casey. Whew.
Casey was totally wrong. Now, if I walked into a grown man's house and there were stuffed animals all over, unicorns mostly.
But he has a girl roommate.
He has a girl roommate.
But still, that is weird.
But for her to gather everything up, including a tie and a hat and a bow tie and all the stuff that's his personal belongings and say, this is what you have to get rid of.
No.
That was a bit much.
That was over the top. I did feel like that was a little bit of a fake scenario, but right. Drew was pissed.
He's very cute, Drew.
He's very
cute. I like Drew.
I don't like his living accommodations, but
no, I don't
other
either.
Than that, he kinda was not like happy bungalow. At all. And then Connie and Jonathan, this was interesting.
Now this Connie was bugging me in this because I felt like she was being totally fake.
She was. She was trying to fit into his world.
So they go skateboarding and she's, you know, struggling with that, but she does it.
That to me, she was so bad in the beginning, like literally could not stand. And then by the end, she's zooming around.
Yeah.
So bullshit. If you don't get it, you don't get it. You're not going to get it in 15 minutes.
True.
So the housemates are coming over for dinner. She wants to make a good impression. She keeps saying, this is out of my comfort zone. Why? You're meeting people. What's out of your comfort zone meeting new people?
She's socially awkward.
But she's not. You know,
no, she isn't.
No, look on her Instagram now. Now we know she's actually like a makeup artist. She looks completely different than she did on the show.
I was going to say, when she is done up, she's very, very pretty.
I mean, she's a cute girl anyway.
Yeah.
But she does this fake little thing and now she's like, I'm gonna get his friends to like me and I'm gonna be fun and cool. And he did like her for a minute and then he realized, okay, she's fine, I like her, but that's it. I like her and that's it.
Friend
he doesn't
zone.
Have those feelings for her.
No.
And he doesn't want to give her a false hope, but she's still like, this is gonna be amazing,
right?
And then Michelle and Steve,
yeah, they go to his barbershop and they both get their hair done.
That was interesting because she told us that he doesn't even own the barbershop. Like he's not even a barber.
No, he's not a barber.
He owns it, but he's not a barber.
But we got to meet the partner that Michelle told us about.
By the way, did you see Michelle sleeping with like a CPAP?
Yeah. I thought that went over your mouth. It was in her nose.
It goes, usually it's like a suction that goes over your mouth and your nose both at the same time. So I don't know what that was actually, but.
Yeah. Well, she told us she had some breathing stuff. But you know, his partner kind of did look gay.
He did.
And that's the rumor. Word on the street.
Word on the street. They go to see his friends and he tells her not to worry. They're not going to bring up last week's argument. They're going to start fresh. And they're like holding hands at the table. They're feeling, you know, Michelle's feeling pretty good. And then Steve brings up to his friends, well, yeah, I told her that, you know, I wasn't attracted to her and now she's pissed. And she looks at him like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, how embarrassing.
How embarrassing. Now, this is the part where I think Michelle said to us that she thinks he is an actor. They told him to do this kind of stuff and that something will happen where you'll be like, yeah, he was told to do that.
Yeah.
So I think this is it.
Yep.
And then he's like, there's nothing I wouldn't do for her. He is so wishy-washy. He loves her. He would do anything in the world for her because he loves her so much. But he doesn't really like her. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
He loves her. He doesn't like her.
And then the friends are all, of course, sticking up for him. Like, I don't think he meant it in that way, you know?
Yeah, but he did.
Really, Michelle just wants her point of view validated. She wants them to hear what she's saying. Like, how would you feel if you're with someone, you're married to someone, and they tell you, I'm not attracted to you? It doesn't feel good. He was just being an asshole. He brought it up.
He was. I was checking his house to like, is it dirty?
Yeah.
Is it dirty? Because we heard it was dirty.
Yeah. And she said that he left her there for hours. So she went through everything. That's pretty funny.
That's right.
And then Alex and Ivan. Ooh, this did not go well for Alex.
No, because Yvonne,
sorry.
Was showboating.
Yeah.
And wanted to show her, you know, his
too
job
much.
And his real estate and his friends with the fancy cars.
Yeah, his buddies.
And
I don't believe they were his buddies either.
No, it all just backfired. Like she did not, she said, and I believe it, it was like a work day for her. Why? She's a realtor too. She does not want to go to an open house on their time together.
He was showing off. And that's Yvonne.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
And at that moment, I think she, well, no, we find there's more to it, but she decided, you know.
Well, he's just being over
not
the
work
He's
out.
Just being over the top. I think she said something like, I feel like I'm his assistant.
Yeah, that was not a good time for her.
She's totally not into him now. Like it switched. And then he's like, well, you're going to love it here. I mean, obviously we're going to come here. And she's like, yeah, no, I'm from Perth. I want to go to Perth.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
He's in Sydney, right?
Yeah. All right. So then let's go to this week.
So this was the cocktail party, dinner party.
Slash commitment ceremony.
Yeah.
So this was after the homestays. They all come back. Oh, so Kathy and Josh, this was hard. They come back. They hadn't talked the whole time. I don't know how many days it is in between. A few days at least.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to the dinner by himself. She comes by herself. They don't say two words to each other.
No. Nope.
At all. He doesn't look at her. Nothing. I mean, she's so sad. She misses him. All she wanted was for him to call her and say, I'm sorry, let's go together. That's all she wanted and needed. But
right.
But
he's like, done. He's done.
Yeah, he's done. So they go to the commitment ceremony. She's still very hurt. She knows. She knows it's over. He said it was over. He didn't try to contact her. So she puts leave. I'm sure she was hoping he would put stay, and he put leave also. They both kind of leave on okay terms at that point, I think.
I think she knew. Don't you?
Oh,
I think
sure.
She knew it was coming.
For sure. Well, he hadn't contacted her in a few days. So that was not going to work. But I'm going to miss Josh. I decided I like Josh the best of all the guys. I think he is the most real. And that's what we've heard from some of these ladies, too, that we've had on.
Yeah.
They actually like Josh, too. So Stacy and Michael, they got nothing much going on. She's happy to stay with him. He's got the money. He's got the house. She's just fucking happy.
Yeah, that's
all. And we'll talk
about
Michael and Josh with Yvonne later.
Yes, yes.
When we get to them. Seb and Lizzie. Okay, here's something I can't get over with Seb. I've decided what it is.
What?
He has high ears.
High ears?
Yes, they're very high on his head. So next time you see it, look. At first, I thought the ears stuck out a little bit, but they're just high in proportion to his head.
He's got a very chiseled look to him, almost like a cartoon character.
A little bit. And I think he's sweet, but I think he has a very large head. I don't know. There's something about his looks.
Well, he's a large guy.
Yeah, so at times he can look modelish, and then at times he's just total dork.
Totally. I thought the same thing. There's sometimes when I thought, okay, he's not bad, but then other times he's like, ugh.
So they've consummated their marriage. And they announced it pretty much. We consummated our marriage. She likes him. He likes her. They're fine. They're doing well.
They're fine for now. Yeah.
Drew and Casey. We find out that Drew told her he's not attracted to her, or she's not his type.
Yeah. Which, did we see that?
Because I don't think we did.
Uh-uh.
It's, you're materialistic. You're into this Instagram shit. I'm not into that. And I don't. And I've avoided that. But although, why'd you go on the show?
Well, he's more of a salt of the earth kind of guy where he's not really into it.
So people who say that and they go on a show like this, how are we supposed to take that? Is this what you're really saying? I mean, I want to believe it.
He went on to find love.
You're right.
The stuffed animals came up and he was really pissed off about that.
Yeah, he's over that whole thing. She wants to be a kept woman is something he said, too. Which doesn't bode well. And it sounds like that is what she wants. And he's not that way. Like, his place isn't like fancy or anything. I mean, he has a girl roommate. But they both decide to stay.
Right.
They only have one more week. And then Michelle and Steve.
They're happy.
This is so weird because we've talked to Michelle. So I'm trying to go back into her story when she told us she went to the homestay. And she was like, his place was dirty. And then they went back and they seemed like they're great. Like, he brought stuffed animals for everybody,
kind of
as a joke and to be funny and saying, if you need somebody to cuddle with at night, because we're so happy. But if you guys need somebody.
Yeah.
I don't understand. He was really nice to Michelle. And then Michelle even was nice to him, saying, you know, I love Steve as a person. I don't know if I'm in love with him in that romantic way, but I really love him as a person. He was like, oh my God, thank you. Just over the top. So
it's a little confusing.
It's confusing, but I think what she said is, you know, it's like that Stockholm syndrome. You don't have anybody else to talk to. You don't have any outlets. And
yeah,
This is it.
Right. I was laughing, though, when Yvonne and Alex came in, and they were not in a good spot. And there was a lot of tension, and we'll get into what happened at the dinner. But he was sitting there just eating his emotions away.
God.
Did you see with
the
charcuterie
in front of him?
Board right
That's
on his lap?
That's what I would be doing. Absolutely. That was actually
and
a great
Alex
scene.
Is going around telling everyone, I don't know, I'm just not feeling it, we're not compatible.
She's telling it's everybody.
Like, yeah, everybody. And so he could hear. I mean, there were
that
situations
was awful.
Where he could
Let's
hear.
Let's talk about them, because we knew that she, you know, was not into him after the homestay. So we found out from Michelle, actually. I'm still confused when all this happened. So sometimes they can go out on their own. So Michelle and Alex went out to have some drinks.
Yes.
And this is actually what Michelle told us. Alex met up with someone and they were making out. Michelle told us that Alex and this guy were making out.
Yes.
So.
Didn't she leave with him?
I'm not sure. I don't fully remember, but I remember Michelle saying they definitely made out. So here comes the story at the dinner table. I don't know if Alex told anybody or Yvonne.
Alex didn't bring it up.
But Yvonne, so Michael brought it up, but who told Michael?
Well,
people knew what was going on.
Well,
people knew that she had gone on some dates with this guy. I don't know. It seems like everybody knew about
it. Everybody knew.
Even Yvonne knew about it.
Well,
but nobody was talking about
it. Yvonne knew about it. Alex told people. Alex yeah. told Michael, or no, Josh.
I don't know if Alex told Josh. Yvonne told Josh and Michael.
To bring it up to at the bring dinner. It up,
to not to bring that up, but to bring up the fact that they've slept together.
Yes.
I don't know what the reasoning Yvonne would have had for that, other than to make her look bad. But what happened was, then Yvonne turned on them like, oh, I'm going to protect my wife, which was really weird, to make him look like the good guy.
Yeah,
and,
that was
and then
shitty.
They finally, Michael was like, what the fuck? You told us to bring this up. This is bullshit.
And Josh said the same thing.
Yeah.
You told us to do this. So now what are you talking about?
I love
that.
And
he denied it.
Oh, Yvonne.
He still denied it.
Yeah, but how would they know otherwise?
Of course.
But then Alex said, no, me and Michelle went out. We met this guy. He was older, in his 50s. He's an old man in his 50s.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. And Michelle's just sitting there.
Because Michelle knows the truth.
Of course.
They're both lying.
They're both lying. They're both lying. And the Michelle did told us that Yvonne and Alex did sleep together. Like, everybody knows they slept together.
Right.
And what's the big deal?
Why is Alex denying it?
Here's
the thing. Both of them are denying it.
Yvonne would not deny it, but Alex is denying it. And the only reason Alex is because she's like, oh, my parents. Remember, my parents still think I'm a virgin, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, we found out that she's not even in touch with her parents anymore. They were so pissed that she did the show in the beginning that they still haven't spoken to her.
Right.
So this has been a mess for her, I'm sure.
Ooh.
That's rough. I mean, she might as well admit it at this point.
Well, I mean, she got called out and it was pretty embarrassing because everybody knows the truth.
And then they didn't even have the courage to show up to the commitment ceremony. They left beforehand. So that everybody was pissed. And I don't blame them, because everybody else who shows up, you know, you're kind of grilled and you go over all your story and you're held accountable. They don't have to be held accountable. They could just go home. Now, What about all those other couples that left for other reasons, but nobody's saying that they had to be held accountable, because they left because there were issues that they were trying to hide?
That's right.
So all of a sudden, one little couple they're worried about, like, oh my God, they don't have to show up. Well, what about Poppy, who, you know, was shunned and pushed away and sent home because freaking Luke attacked her?
Right.
And then Vanessa. Who was the other one? Vanessa, same thing. They just let them go because they didn't want their stories told.
No, because there was some real shit going
down.
That's
right. So no, they want Yvonne and freaking Alex to show up because it's just sleeping with each other. And that's easy stuff to talk about.
Exactly.
God. Anyway, did we talk about Connie and Jonathan? No.
No.
So she's falling for him more and more. And does she really think that he's falling for her? Maybe. Not sure. It's hard to tell.
I mean, but he does kind of give her mixed messages.
I think because they're so in a bubble with their partner,
mm-hmm.
they want to like each other, obviously. They want to make it easier. So when there's this little glimmer of like, oh my God, yes, okay, I can like you a little bit. You know, it's kind of hopeful, but he doesn't like her like in that way.
No, it's almost like a false sense of romance just because they're with together so much. So you kind of maybe think that you're liking someone when really you're not.
No. And he's trying to be honest. But then he does this weird thing where he tells her on the couch, I just don't know. You know, I don't want to give her false hope. I'm just not really into her that way. And then she puts stay because she thinks they're getting along great. He puts leave. And so obviously they have to stay and go see her family. He's like, oh my God, I'm glad you put stay because I really wanted to see your family. It's like, what are you fucking talking about? He's a mess.
He's a total mess. And Michelle called him out, which I loved, saying that's not cool.
That's not right.
That is not cool.
That's right. You seem with her heart.
Who else? Lizzie and Seb stay.
Yeah.
Drew and Casey
that's
stay.
It. That's it. That's all of them. That's so we're down to a few. So they only have the homestay for the girls. And then we have the decision day, which we already know what everybody does. But then I want to see the reunion.
The reunion
they
is what I want to see,
freaking show
too.
Us the reunion.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. I feel like they're
holding back.
I don't know. I feel like, is the reunion part of the series that America bought from
Australians?
They better not
jip
us on that.
Otherwise, what are we going to do? We have to go find a bootleg copy.
Oh my God. So I will end this with, I finished Dr. Foster.
Okay. So what did you think? A weird ending, right?
In a weird way, I'm like, do I want another season?
I was kind of left wondering, like okay.
What happened? I don't want to give anything away.
There could very easily be another season.
Yes.
And probably should have been.
Yes. But I don't know if it got... I probably didn't get picked up for another season.
No, but it had so much potential and could have gone so many different ways, and it kind of didn't. So I was bummed because I was really into it at first, and then it sucks you in until, of course, you have to watch it till the end.
Then we have to just finish it.
And then at the end, I'm like,
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah. But I will tell you, I have jumped on to...
Are you doing Selling Sunset yet?
I've like 4 episodes in Selling Sunset.
So what season?
2. I started with 2.
Do you feel like you know...
Why do some of these women look familiar? Chrishell looks familiar.
Because she's a soap opera actress.
Mary looks familiar. Oh, Chrishell's a soap opera. Soap opera?
Can't
That's
remember.
Why she looks familiar. Yeah. Not that I watch soap opera.
So season 1, you know, was like 3 years ago. That's why I don't think you need season 1 to see season 2. Maybe a little bit to get to know the main girls.
I think season 2 is good because
they go
Christine
back a
is just starting with her relationship. Chrishell just recently got married.
I don't think Chrishell just recently got married.
Oh, I thought she said she did.
To Jason Hartley. They have a kid.
Oh.
So.
Okay. I thought she said she had recently gotten married.
Maybe. Maybe they've been dating.
Heather is just starting her relationship with.
Yeah. The guy that she's now in real life. Tarek. They just got engaged.
Yeah, which everybody's concerned about because they're moving so fast.
Yeah.
She looks familiar.
Maybe just from social media. They've been all on social media.
Well, and she does look exactly like
the ex-wife. Is it, now, what do you think of the show?
You know what? I'm sucked into it. I mean, it's short little 34 or 38 minute episodes, which I like because it goes quick. But it's definitely cheesy and it's not about the real estate, like Million Dollar Listing. No. It's more about the drama with
the
girls.
Do you like the brothers? Just these slimy,
smarmy
little guys that hire these gorgeous women to do all
the
dirty
work.
Yeah,
I mean, they're all gorgeous. Although Christine really could do a little less makeup.
I don't find... People are comparing Christine to Erica Jane. I'm like, no. She's not that...
The pictures of her without the red lipstick.
Yeah, I don't think she's that pretty. I just don't. I think the other ones are gorgeous. I think Christine is the least attractive of all of them.
I do too. That's exactly what I think. But if you see her without all the makeup and the red lipstick, she looks way younger. And the natural look, she looks way prettier.
I would imagine that. And the guy she's getting married to is not like a hot guy.
He's rich.
I guess that makes you a little extra hot.
Yeah. And then
I think it's just a pretty show to watch. But it just feels so fake, so much of it. And I haven't started season 3. I will just because I want to see the divorce stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'll you know, I've got nothing else going on right now. I did watch one episode and I just recorded it of Millionaire. What is it? The one that comes on Lifetime.
Marrying a Millionaire?
Marrying a Millionaire.
Wait, is that what it's called?
Marrying a Millionaire. Yeah. It comes on after.
With that guy with the younger.
Yeah, and I'm really disturbed by Bill.
I don't like it.
And Brianna.
It's hard.
Ooh, and Brianna's parent, her family, her mom has no teeth.
Ooh, I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. She put her teeth in for a party. But she had no teeth. And then she comes to a party with her husband, her boyfriend, and he's wearing a do. He's like maybe 60. He's wearing a do-rag.
No.
You got to.
Okay. I'll watch
so
it a little bit. It's so bad.
It's so bad, Anne.
I'll watch
it's
a little bit of
it. It's just a brain fry, but it's like I couldn't stop watching it. Pretty bad.
I'll have to do it just so we can chat a little bit about it. And then I didn't watch. Is the Darcy one? Did I miss it? Is it on this weekend?
You know what? I tried to find it. I couldn't find it.
I think it's on this Sunday.
Oh, is it? On Lifetime?
I think so.
Oh, I'll have to look. I'm
going
to watch
it
one time.
One time.
One time.
We've got to see what a mess it is, and then we can stop.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
All right.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Bye.
We'll see you next week. Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.